Post match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool 1, Man City 1. It was a hell of a game. There's so much to talk about, and we're going to do it now. I've got David Cavan, I've got Neil Docken, I've got Steve Owen. Steve, I just thought before we analyse too much, I just thought you'd give everything. I thought you were brilliant. I'm sure I wasn't the only one who's a bit worried when I saw our team and I saw their team. And, you know, there was a lot asked of some players who've not played in many games like this before. And I just thought you were great, and I just thought it's been a season of defiance, and it was an afternoon of defiance. I loved it, didn't I, won it, but I don't think they could have given any more to do it.
No, just proud as punch of the football club today in a whole. You know, I thought the players were unbelievable to a man. Jello Kwanzaa played in a game like that.
Didn't put a foot wrong.
Harvey Elliott ran his arse off all game. The crowd was unbelievable second half. You know, atmospheres just don't get better than that in any football stadium.
At one point, it was too good, our team. It was so loud.
And I just thought, you know, I thought we deserved to win. I'm not going to lie. I feel disappointed we haven't won it. And you don't often come away from games against Man City saying that. And, you know, the performance, especially second half, I mean, they're a fucking good side. My God, they scare the life out of you when they attack.
Unbelievable.
Any time they attack, they're going to score. But second half, there was only one team looking like they were going to win it. And, we take our chances, it's a different story, it's 3 points, but, you know, it's only one, and we're still right in it, there's still loads to play for.
You're not a bit disappointed, Neil. It's bad, and you don't want to seem ungrateful for everything you did, but you're not a bit disappointed because, like Steve said, there was times in that second half, we thought they're there for the taking, they've gone, and we've seen City go at the stadium, and it happened today.
They were wobbling, weren't they?
They were wobbling. They were all over the place.
You don't see that very often, do you? You don't see that like that.
Yeah, they're rattled. And we know there's no place on earth like Anfield. And there's no team like us for scoring one and then turning it into two in the next 5-10 minutes. And I just felt like it was coming. I think we all did. When Diaz got put through, and you're thinking, just go round him, do whatever, keep it down. And he's opened up his body and put it wide. Felt like a massive moment, that. But I don't want to dwell on a negative, because I think that performance today is as impressive as what Klopp kids did at Wembley. You think half a first team out injured against the supposed best team in the world, and not only have we matched them, we've had them hanging on for dear life in that second half, City,